USA Radio News.
The death toll from a Russian missile attack on a Ukraine military base is up to 35. The regional governor in northwest Ukraine says Russian planes fired about 30 cruise missiles this morning at the base near the Polish border, killing 35, injuring over 130. The large military base is where Ukraine held most of its drills with NATO countries before the Russian invasion. A winter storm continues to deliver strong winds and blistering freezing temperatures after dumping heavy snow across parts of the Northeast. More than 30 million people across the Mid-Atlantic and New England regions were under wind advisories Sunday. In the South, more than 26 million were under a freeze warning as temperatures plummeted. Former President Trump wants to change how America holds its elections come 2024.
The ultimate goal would be the same-day elections. Why can't we have same-day elections?
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
U.S. intelligence believes North Korea is working on intercontinental missiles.
Defense officials are calling North Korea's two intercontinental ballistic missile tests a serious escalation. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby explains what's being done in response.
We've increased ISR coverage in the Yellow Sea, and Indo-PACOM has increased their ballistic missile defense readiness.
The Pentagon says this test was different from North Korea's previous ones because the country tried to hide it. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Fort Hood soldier died during a training exercise at a base in California. 23-year-old specialist Joseph Meadle Jr. died March 10th at the National Training Center at Fort Irwin in California. Russia's central bank says the Moscow Stock Exchange will not resume trading in the equity market during the week of March 14th. The exchange has been closed since sanctions plunged the value of the Russian ruble to record lows. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
According to estimates from a U.S. Census Bureau report, the 2020 census undercounted Black, Latino, and indigenous populations and overcounted white and Asian people. Hispanics were missed at more than three times the 2010 undercounted rate. Inaccurate data could mean vulnerable groups being left out, affecting resources that those communities could receive. Driverless vehicles may soon be sharing the road with you. Federal regulators have approved new rules that will allow cars with automated driving systems to not include steering wheels or pedals. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said as long as vehicles with self-driving systems meet certain safety requirements, they don't need to have manual controls. Last month, General Motors requested permission to manufacture its Cruise Origin vehicle that does not contain any manual controls. The company hopes to have that vehicle on the road early next year. Sportscaster Joe Buck is leaving Fox for ESPN. The New York Post is reporting Buck will join his longtime broadcast partner Troy Aikman in the booth at ESPN for Monday Night Football next season, leaving Fox after almost 30 years. ESPN is expected to give him a five-year deal worth up to $75 million. Buck has called NFL games with Aikman since 2002 and will also no longer be calling the World Series. He's done that since 1996. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.